A disgrace to the profession. The world scientists, in their own words, on Michael E. Mann, his hockey stick, and their damage to science. Volume 1. Compiled and edited by Mark Stein. Illustrated by Josh. Narrated by Melissa Howes. Published by Stockade Books. All rights reserved. Part 13. Scientist number 71. Quote, competent scientists do not doubt the hockey stick because it does not have enough publications. They doubt it because it has been shown to be based on incorrect math and inadequate data. Close quote. Dr. Donald Rapp, Ph.D., former research professor at the University of Southern California's Viterbi School of Engineering and former professor of physics and environmental engineering at the University of Texas. Former senior research scientist at the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena and senior staff scientist at the Lockheed Palo Alto Research Laboratory. Contributor to the Encyclopedia of Snow, Ice, and Glaciers. Mark. Mann's cheerleaders among the climate activists continue to insist that his hockey stick has been replicated in dozens of, quote-unquote, independent studies. On page 136 of his book, Assessing Climate Change, Temperature, Solar Radiation, and Heat Balance, Dr. Rapp considered their claims. Quote, to support their position, they mention nearly a dozen model-based and proxy-based reconstructions. By different groups, all suggest that late 20th century warmth is anomalous in a long-term, multi-century to millennial context. However, the other publications typically utilized PCA, with the mean chosen only for the calibration period, leading inevitably to some form of hockey stick if some of the proxies had an upward trend in the 20th century. It is not the number of papers that count here. Close quote. Mark. In other words, if you use Mann's methods, it leads to Mann's madness. Aside from any statistical bias, they're mostly reprocessing the same very limited proxy data, as Professor North's report for the National Academy of Sciences concluded. Quote, because the data are so limited, different large-scale reconstructions are sometimes based on the same datasets, and thus cannot be considered as completely independent. Close quote. Dr. Rapp continued, quote, as Bob Foster emphasized, truth in science is not a matter of voting. The issue here is whether the reconstruction is correct, independently of whether the reconstruction was done in 20, or 200 papers. Competent scientists do not doubt the hockey stick because it does not have enough publications to back it up. They doubt it because it has been shown to be based on incorrect math and inadequate data. Close quote. The above-mentioned Bob Foster is the late Australian geologist who, in a paper for Energy and Environment, put it very bluntly, quote, this infamous hockey stick graph is an anathema to paleoclimatologists like me. Close quote. Scientist number 72, quote, a can of worms, close quote. Professor Ulrich Kubasch, Ph.D., chair of the Interactions of Earth's Climate System at the Meteorological Institute at Berlin Free University, former dean of the Geoscience Faculty, former senior scientist and head of the Model and Data Group at the Max Planck Institute for Meteorology, lead author for the IPCC on the first, third, fourth, and fifth assessments, review editor of Climate Research. Mark. What happens if you're genuinely independent, that is, you're not a member of the tight-knit hockey team, and you try to replicate Mann's stick? In 2005, Professor Kubasch gave it a go. Quote, in my view, the present debate about Michael Mann's diagram is actually an expression of a healthy scientific discussion. Whoever questions the curve does not have to be a climate skeptic. My team of researchers is also working on the curve. I had set one of my PhD students the task to replicate Mann's work. Quite soon, she came to the conclusion that she cannot reproduce his diagram. We strove to look deeply into it and promptly found a can of worms. After all, that's how science works. The real problem in this case, in my view, is that Michael Mann does not disclose his data. It is also problematic that the discussion has become politically explosive. As climate skeptics notice that there are uncertainties in the results, they immediately see that as proof that climate research produces only nonsense. Close quote. Mark, it might be fair to say that skeptics are bemused by the way that significant and often unquantifiable quote-unquote uncertainties in the raw material get magically transformed in the final distillation to confident assertions about the warmest year of the millennium. Notwithstanding that he found the hockey stick to be a can of worms, Professor Kubetch deplored the way technical criticisms of Mann's work had been used to tar the broader climate establishment. Quote, I consider it inadmissible to turn a completely specialist science debate into a fundamental criticism of climate research and the IPCC. After all, Mann's study appeared in Nature, a renowned peer-reviewed specialist journal. In such cases, the IPCC team has to rely on peer review. To check each publication used in the IPCC report would take far too long. Close quote. Mark. Thus, the accumulation of authority, the IPCC would never have accepted it if Nature hadn't accepted it, and Nature would never have accepted it if the science hadn't been sound, right? Meanwhile, everywhere but the hockey stick science, that old, inconvenient medieval warm period kept turning up. Here's how Professor Brad Lindsley of the Lamont-Doherty Earth Observatory summarized his own recent paper to the New York Times. Quote, things are more interconnected, I think, than we thought. We can't think of these as just European events or Northern Hemisphere events. We're in the middle of the warm pool in the Western Pacific on the equator, or south of the equator, and still we're seeing these century-scale events, the medieval warm period and the Little Ice Age. I think these events are global, and we would expect other events to be as well. Close quote. Scientist number 73. Quote, records with strong trends will be selected, and that will effectively force a hockey stick result. Then, Stephen McIntyre criticism is valid. Close quote. Professor David Caroli, PhD, Professor of Atmospheric Science at the University of Melbourne School of Earth Sciences and ARC Center of Excellence for Climate System Science. Member of Australia's Climate Change Authority. Former professor of meteorology at the University of Oklahoma and director of Monash University's Cooperative Research Center for Southern Hemisphere Meteorology. IPCC lead author and reviewer. Mark. A typical hockey stick of recent years was the paper on which Professor Caroli worked with Dr. Joelle Gurgis and others. In May of 2012, it got rave reviews. Quote, 1,000 years of climate data confirms Australia's warming, said the press release from University of Melbourne. It was picked up by The Guardian. Australasia has hottest 60 years in a millennium, scientists find. The Age and The Australian led with warming since 1950. Quote, unquote, unprecedented. The story was on ABC 24 and ABC News, where Gurgis proclaimed, there are no other warm periods in the last 1,000 years that match the warming experienced in Australasia since 1950. It was all over the ABC, including ABC Radio National, and they were 95% certain. On ABC AM, the last 5 decades, years in Australia have been the warmest. Close quote. Mark. But then Stephen McIntyre got to work. And within 3 weeks, the paper was in big trouble. Professor Caroli did not respond with the juvenile sneers of Mann, as he wrote to co-author Raphael Newcomb. Quote, thanks for the info on the correlations for the SR reconstructions during the 1911 to 90 period for detrended and full data. I think that it is much better to use the detrended data for the selection of proxies, as you can then say that you have identified the proxies that are responding to the temperature variations on interannual timescales, i.e. temp-sensitive proxies, without any influence from the trend over the 20th century. This is very important to be able to rebut the criticism that you only selected proxies that showed a large increase over the 20th century, i.e., a hockey stick. The same argument applies for the Australasian proxy selection. If the selection is done on the proxies, without detrending, i.e., the full proxy records over the 20th century, then records with strong trends will be selected, and that will effectively force a hockey stick result. Then, Stephen McIntyre's criticism is valid. I think that it is really important to use detrended proxy data for the selection and then choose proxies that exceed a threshold for correlations over the calibration period for either interannual variability or decadal variability for detrended data. The criticism that the selection process forces a hockey stick result will be valid if the trend is not excluded in the proxy selection step. Closed quote. Scientist number 74. Quote, due to errors discovered in this paper during the publication process, it was withdrawn by the authors. Close quote. The Journal of Climate on Joel Gerges et al. The Journal of Climate is a scientific journal published by the American Meteorological Society. After Professor Caroli and Dr. Gerges brought the problem to the attention of the Journal of Climate, they received the following email. Quote, after consulting with the chief editor, I have decided to rescind acceptance of the paper. You'll receive an official email from J. Climate to this effect as soon as we figure out how it should be properly done. Also, since it appears that you will have to redo the entire analysis and which may result in different conclusions, I will also be requesting that you withdraw the paper from consideration. Again, you'll hear officially from J. Climate in due course. I invite you to resubmit once the necessary analysis and changes to the manuscript have been made. Close quote. Unsure what to do next, Professor Caroli consulted the master. Quote, following some email discussions with Mike Mann and helpful discussions with you both last week, there appear to be several different approaches that we can take with revising the Australasian temp recon paper. I am going to go through some of them briefly and then raise some suggestions for further data analysis that might be needed. 1. Amend the manuscript so that it states the actual way that the proxy selection was done, based on corals that included trends and were significant at the 5% level. The calibration was also done using the full data variations, including trends, over the calibration period. As Mike Mann says below and in the attached papers, this is a common approach. Don't seriously address the proxy selection for detrended data. Close quote. Dr. Gerges, in turn, wrote back to the Journal of Climate with an appeal to authority. Quote, people have argued that detrending proxy records when reconstructing temperature is in fact undesirable. See two papers attached provided courtesy of Professor Michael Mann. Close quote. Despite their best efforts, the Gerges paper was dead. As Joanne Nova wrote, quote, in May, it was all over the newspapers. In June, it was shown to be badly flawed. By October, it quietly gets withdrawn. Close quote. Yes, indeed. Quote, due to errors discovered in this paper during the publication process, it was withdrawn by the authors prior to being published in final form. Close quote. Scientist number 75. Quote, the hockey stick does not represent global climate and thus should not be used in any argument. Close quote. Dr. George Denton, Ph.D., professor at the University of Maine's Climate Change Institute and School of Earth and Climate Sciences, author of peer-reviewed papers in Nature, Science, Quaternary Geochronology, Quaternary Science Reviews, Geology, Nature Geoscience, Polar Research, and Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. Mark, what about if you're not a member of the hockey team and you go looking for a hockey stick in the Southern Hemisphere? In 2012, in a project for the Cooperative Institute for Climate Applications and Research of Columbia University's Earth Institute, Dr. Denton wrote, quote, the classic hockey stick diagram lies at the core of placing ongoing global warming into the context of the natural climate changes of the last millennium. Mountain glaciers in the Southern Alps and Southern Andes were very sensitive trackers of atmospheric temperature. Therefore, they can be used to determine if the hockey stick pattern is present in the middle latitudes of the southern hemisphere. The answer is no. In fact, the pattern is quite different from that of a hockey stick. During the Middle Ages, southern glaciers were more extensive than they were at the time of the northern Little Ice Age. During the Little Ice Age, southern glaciers slowly receded and lost volume, while northern glaciers expanded. However, this southern volume loss accelerated after AD 1865, in concert with recession of northern glaciers at the end of the Little Ice Age. Thus, north-south glacier behavior was dissimilar during the Middle Ages and Little Ice Age, but similar after AD 1865, a time of rising atmospheric CO2. These results are consistent with global glacier recession during the last century and a half, a time of rising atmospheric CO2. But they indicate that the hockey stick does not represent global climate, and thus should not be used in any argument comparing the current warming with that of the Middle Ages, or placing the ongoing warming in the context of natural global climate variation. Close quote. The Middle Ages? Ha! The hockey stick's only getting warmed up, as Professor Marcel Leroux wrote in 2005. Quote, this quote-unquote warming may well have been without precedent during the last 1,000 years, but this seems not to be long enough for the IPCC. The period in question had to be extended from the original 600 years, 1998, through 1,000, 1999, and finally to 2 millennia, according to Jones and Mann, 2004, who pushed the starting point back by 1,800 years, and even beyond, though obviously the same conclusions were reached. And the conclusions will always be the same. As long as the thermal curve used relies upon the trick of mixing incompatible data, one can blithely go back in time as far as one cares to, knowing that the curve will terminate every time with the, quote-unquote, reconstituted temperatures. Close quote. But that's no reason not to shoot for the greatest hockey stick of all. Scientist number 76, quote, the paper should be withdrawn immediately, close quote. Professor Paul Matthews, Ph.D., associate professor and reader in applied mathematics in the Faculty of Science at the University of Nottingham, author of peer-reviewed papers published by Physical Review, Mathematical Medicine, and Biology, and the Proceedings of the Royal Society of Edinburgh. Mark. The lifespan of replica hockey sticks is inversely proportional to the millennia they claim to delineate. In 2013, Dr. Sean Marcotte and his co-authors came up with the ultimate hockey stick. No messing around with one millennium or two. This was a hockey stick for the entire Holocene, i.e. 11,300 years. It was published by Science. Mann himself hailed it as a, quote-unquote, important paper. And it was cooed over by Andrew Revkin of the New York Times. Quote, the work reveals a fresh and very long climate hockey stick. Close quote. The lead author himself made it clear he was a chip off the old stick. What's striking, said lead author Sean Marcotte of Oregon State University in an interview, is that the records we use are completely independent and produce the same result. Close quote. And then Professor Matthews took a look at it. Quote, this paper includes several graphs that show slow temperature variation over the last 10,000 years, followed by a rapid rise over the 20th century. This aspect of the paper has unsurprisingly been seized upon enthusiastically by climate activists and journalists. However, it is clear that this result is spurious. Note the following points. 1. The proxy data in the accompanying Excel file show no dramatic increase in the 20th century. This can easily be checked simply by plotting the supplied data. 2. Figures S5 and S6 show no recent upturn at all. 3. The PhD thesis of the first author uses the same data sets and plots similar graphs, but with no trace of any sharp increase. This earlier contradictory work is not cited in the paper. 4. The supplementary material provides no explanation for how the graphs were constructed. Carrying out an averaging of the proxy data yields a graph similar to that in the thesis. quite different from that in the paper. Why was no detailed explanation of the procedure reported? Will the authors supply the code that was used? Any one of these issues would raise serious questions about the validity of this work. Taken together, they leave no doubt that the results presented are spurious and misleading. The paper should be withdrawn immediately. The fact that such an obviously flawed paper was published raises serious questions about the authors, the quality of the refereeing process, and the handling of the paper by the editors of Science. Close quote. Scientist number 77. Quote, the 20th century portion of our paleotemperature stack is not statistically robust. Close quote. Dr. Sean Marcotte, Ph.D. et al. Sean Marcotte is assistant professor at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Jeremy Skakin is assistant professor of the Department of Earth and Environmental Sciences at Boston College. Peter Clark and Alan Mix are professors at Oregon State University's College of Earth, Ocean, and Atmospheric Sciences. Mark. Mann had no time for criticisms of the Marcotte paper by the likes of Professor Matthews, as he gloated on Twitter. Quote, watching the pro-climate change denial smear artist spinning, desperately in wake of new article, dagger in heart, close quote. Mark. Poor old man. Most hockey stick reconstructions turn out to have no long straight handle. This time around, it emerged that Mann's dagger had no blade. As Dr. Marcotte et al. Explained to the Mann boys of Real Climate, quote, our global paleotemperature reconstruction includes a so-called uptick in temperatures during the 20th century. However, in the paper we make the point that this particular feature is of shorter duration than the inherent smoothing in our statistical averaging procedure, and that it is based on only a few available paleo reconstructions of the type we used. Thus, the 20th century portion of our paleotemperature stack is not statistically robust, cannot be considered representative of global temperature changes, and therefore is not the basis of any of our conclusions. Close quote. Mark. What was that? The 20th century portion is not statistically robust? So as Professor Roger Pilkey Jr. summarized it, it's a hockey stick with no blade, just a long, long shaft. He went to the trouble of removing the non-robust section from the graphic. You can view this graphic at Stein Online. Mark. You can't get the climate puck in the back of the net with that. So the world's first 11,000-year hockey stick lasted all of a fortnight. Oh well, back to the old drawing board. Scientist number 78. Quote, the new hockey stick is no such thing. Does the public misrepresentation amount to scientific misconduct? Close quote. Dr. Roger Pilkey Jr., Ph.D., Professor of Environmental Sciences and Fellow of the Cooperative Institute for Research in Environmental Sciences at the University of Colorado, Boulder. Co-editor of Prediction, Science, Decision-Making, and the Future of Nature. Former director of the Center for Science and Technology Policy Research at Boulder. Visiting scholar at Oxford University's James Martin Institute for Science and Civilization. And staff scientist at the National Center for Atmospheric Research. Mark. As noted on the previous page, Dr. Pilkey pointed out the obvious. Marcotte et al.'s pan-Holocene, if you only buy one hockey stick, this interglacial make it this one, ultimate extreme hockey stick was, in fact, all shaft and no blade. Quote, what that means is that this paper actually has nothing to do with a hockey stick, as it does not have the ability to reproduce 20th century temperatures in a manner that is statistically robust. The new hockey stick is no such thing as Marcotte et al. Has no blade. The temperature reconstruction does not allow any conclusions to be made about the period after 1900. Close quote. Mark. Thus, like Mann's original, the new stick can tell us nothing about the relationship of present temperatures to the past. But that's not the impression you'd have got from the National Science Foundation, press release. Quote, with data from 73 ice and sediment core monitoring sites around the world, scientists have reconstructed Earth's temperature history back to the end of the last ice age. The analysis reveals that the planet today is warmer than it's been during 70-80% of the last 11,300 years. We already knew that on a global scale, Earth is warmer today than it was over much of the past 2,000 years, Marcotte says. Now we know that it is warmer than most of the past 11,300 years. This research shows that we've experienced almost the same range of temperature change since the beginning of the Industrial Revolution, says the NSF's Candace Major, as over the previous 11,000 years of Earth history. What is most troubling, co-author Peter Clark says, is that the warming will be significantly greater than at any time during the past 11,300 years. Close quote. Mark, why would they say such things? As Dr. Pilkey commented, quote, surely there is great value in such an analysis of pre-20th century temperatures, but one point that any observer should be able to clearly conclude is that the public representation of the paper was grossly in error. Does the public misrepresentation amount to scientific misconduct? I'm not sure, but it is far too close to that line for comfort. Close quote.